The United States is logging more than 100,000 new cases of coronavirus a day. That's the highest number in 6 months. And this is hospitalizations rise. Florida's Hospital Association says nearly two-thirds of its facilities are facing critical staffing shortages. And in Texas, a doctor at Houston Memorial said yesterday that he saw more patients in the last 12 hours than he had in the previous 6 weeks. Let's bring in Dr. Lena Nguyen. She's emergency physician at George Washington University and former health commissioner for the city of Baltimore. She joined us by Skype. Welcome back.
Thank you. Great to join you.
Well, let's start with the Delta variant. We know it's fueling this surge, causing more than 90% of new infections. Now, some, including Scott Gottlieb, the former head of the FDA, suggest Delta could peak in the next week or two. Is there any indication of that?
Well, we can hope that it will, as in if we look at the experiences of India and the UK, it does look as if they had a precipitous rise and then a sudden fall. It's not clear as to exactly why this happened in these other places. We could hope that this might happen too in the U.S., but hope it cannot be our only strategy here.
And so empirically in the U.S., we're still waiting for any indication. Is that right?
Right. I mean, I am very concerned about where we are. I mean, you mentioned that we're at more than 100,000 new infections every day. This is about nine times where we were just a month ago at the beginning of July. Mm. And so we're really not heading in a good direction. And the level of new vaccinations is not nearly enough for us to stem the surge.
Well, tell us briefly about another variant that a lot of Americans have heard about. It's called Lambda. We reported a few weeks ago that it showed up at Houston Methodist Hospital, presumably from South America. How concerning is Lambda?
I think it's certainly something that we should be watching. So Lambda, also called C37, was the variant that spread really rapidly in Peru. It's been found in at least 29 other countries. The thing is, though, here we have the Delta variant that is the problem. As it's so contagious, it's crowded out the other variants. And so I'm not sure that Lambda is going to be the issue, but we should be watching for new variants that may develop over time that may be even more contagious, more virulent, or evade the protection of our vaccines.
Now, if there is anything we can call a bright spot, vaccination rates, you mentioned them, in states like Louisiana and Arkansas are going up, and these states have lagged the country as a whole. Can we still get this under control and potentially get to herd immunity through vaccines?
Well, yes, in the long run, absolutely. Vaccinations are our best and only way out of this pandemic. But the rates of vaccinations are not increasing that much. We are going to have to rely on vaccine mandates. I hate to say it because I hope that people will just see how great these vaccines are, but that's not working. And the fear of the Delta variant alone is not going to be enough. I think we do need vaccine mandates in the long run, but in the short run, we have to do something to curb this rapid surge, and that requires indoor masking requirements, especially in schools, as schools are beginning to reopen.
Well, let me ask you about some indoor rules in corporate America. A lot of companies are not taking any chances, as you know. Amazon, Google, Wells Fargo, many are pushing back workers' return to in-person work from September to October or later in the fall. Does that make sense to you? Do you expect to see more of this?
Well, especially with the uncertainties around the Delta variant and how contagious it is, and even the fact that vaccinated people are seeing breakthrough infections and vaccinated people we now know can transmit to others, including if there are parents who are living at home with young kids or immunocompromised individuals, those people are at risk as well. And so it does make sense that corporate America is taking this very seriously. I hope that something else that corporate America does is to follow the examples of many other companies at this point, Tyson Foods and many others that are imposing vaccine requirements. Because frankly, if you're asking people to come back to work, it's not reasonable to ask them to sit shoulder to shoulder with somebody who is unvaccinated at this point.
I see. Leveraging the private sector to potentially get us toward herd immunity. Let me ask you finally briefly about testing. There's been less of it since the vaccines arrived. But as you say, a lot of vaccinated people can potentially carry this, can potentially spread this. Well, now we're finding that vaccinated people can carry COVID without any symptoms. And in some cases, they can get infected. So do we have the means? Should we increase testing?
Absolutely. Since the beginning of the pandemic, we've seen what happens when we don't do enough testing, which is that you're flying blind. And this has been a major problem of the CDC, that we were not tracking these breakthrough infections, mild cases of people with COVID-19. And we should be doing a lot more testing, not less.
All right. That's Dr. Lena Nguyen, emergency physician and Baltimore's former health commissioner. Dr. Nguyen, thanks again.
Thank you.